Hello, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Jimmy.
Welcome to A Job Done Well,
the podcast about the world of work and how to improve the daily grind.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, James. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. What exciting, I know the answer to this, what exciting thing are you bringing us to talk about today?
Today we are covering the exciting subject of governance.
Thrilling subject of governance.
It's one of the top things we love to hate. Yeah. Although, as we talked about in our episode on jargon, it is a kidnapped term. In principle, as we'll discuss, in principle it's important. It keeps many people in a job. It's the bane of many people's lives. But it's vital to how teams, companies, cities and countries run.
And the most important thing about this was a special request from Cheryl. So thank you very much for your request, Cheryl. You put me through probably about 2 hours of pain preparing for this. So what have you been up to?
Well, this week I can't talk about anything other than we recorded this just after Nottingham Forest played Liverpool, where they were robbed by a bad refereeing decision.
Yeah, bad governance then.
Bad governance of referees, definitely. Anyhow, how's your week been?
Oh, well, we are having some it sounds terribly grand, doesn't it? Landscape gardening doing. Although I'm not doing any governance on that at all. I have to make the tea. That is my job.
Everyone has a role to play?
Yeah. As we like to do, or as I like to do, I have looked up governance online, and this is what I've come back with.
Okay, go on then.
Governance is the process of making and enforcing decisions within an organisation or society. Like it so far?
Yeah, good.
A bit more. It encompasses decision-making, rule-setting and enforcement mechanisms to guide the functioning of an organisation or society. I do like a good enforcement mechanism if I can find one. Effective governance is essential for maintaining order, achieving objectives and addressing the needs of the community or members within the organisation.
Okay.
And this bit, actually, I thought was quite interesting. It comes from the Greek term, I can't pronounce this, verb, kubernein.
What?
Which means to steer. But fear not, because I did a secondary bit of research.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody online has, very helpfully on YouTube, you can find out how to pronounce it. So here you go, listen to this.
Kubernein.
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 We now know how to pronounce governance in Greek, but there's 42 seconds of that. It's thrilling what you can find on YouTube.
How did we live without the content that's on YouTube?
It's beyond me. So there you go. That is the definition of governance. But what does that mean from a business perspective?
There are different levels of governance. There's lots of things that need governing. So if you think about it, there's governance for managing organizations. Mm-hmm. There's a framework which will say, you know, who can make decisions, how do you act. There's also governance that enables the overall management team for an organization to operate effectively, legally, ethically, for the benefit of the organization. So there's that kind of company governance.
Yeah.
Then there's also project management governance, frameworks that control how a project or program is going to work, how it's going to deliver, oversight, how it's going to be tracked. So that's the mechanism for managing the financial and technical sides of a project.
Yeah.
And then the other big one, I think, is risk and the governance around risk management, which every organization loves to have this.
The great joy of me not working in the corporate world anymore is I no longer have monthly 3-hour long risk meetings.
3 hours of your life you'll never get back.
Yeah, all gone, up in smoke.
And then the most recent theme around governance has been ESG. For those who don't know, that means environmental, societal and governance. So this is a recent trend, but organisations have to report on their environmental and societal impacts. The G here is how they oversee that and how they run their business.
So that ES and G, is the G about the E and S, or is the G a separate thing?
Well, I think it depends. It is about the E and S. So how are you managing your environmental and societal impacts? But if you are in governance, it will be about everything, because that's how governance people are.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So tell us a bit about your experience of governance, James, and why do you love it so much?
Well, I am I like to think of myself as being sort of innovative and fast thinking, and people no doubt say I'm random, so I'm not Mr. Governance, it must be said. But I think I have three problems with governance in organisations.
Yeah, go on.
The first of is, it's quite often just corporate treacle. As I said, sitting in risk meetings, I remember on one occasion looking at some charts, and this bloke, he produced some beautiful graphs. They were circular, and everybody in the room was looking at these charts with their head kinked over to one side so they could work out what the hell the chart meant. It was just pointless. The other thing there is this whole sort of wood from the trees issue. So, you know, you've got issues coming out of your ears, people can't get through on the phone, and you're sitting there talking about risks. I mean, really, is it focusing on the right thing would be my first question. Then the next thing is, I suppose, if you've just got this, is it governance or is it control? And if it's control, it's just about lack of trust in organisations. So I don't know if you work in an organisation, but, you know, trying to get a new piece of software just to test it to see if it works is desperate in some companies. So is it micromanagement or is it withholding information? There's my next challenge.
Right.
And then the final issue I have with it is sometimes it is just disingenuous. For example, I worked for one organisation. They had a big ESG push, and their whole thing was about getting people to volunteer in the community.
Right.
But what they'd done was they said that 5% of all days would be given to charity, which is great. And they'd said that if they weren't going to achieve that 5%, they would pay the difference to a charity. And of course, what they discovered was they were nowhere near that 5%. And all of a sudden, they got a dirty, great big cost line coming upon their budget where they were going to have to fork out. At which point, they started handing out targets left, right and centre for everybody to go and do these charity days. Well, it isn't really a charity day. You've been targeted and told you've got to go on it, is it? And very cleverly, some of the graduate trainees decided they were going to volunteer, and they went and volunteered at a festival. So not only did they get some days off work for free to hit their targets, but they got to go and see a festival as well. It was just farcical. So there you go.
Adding value. It reminds me of the day that we did helping out a charity where they had a cupboard full of paint pots.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked us to move the paint pots from their one store cupboard to another store cupboard at the other end of their complex.
Yeah, I remember.
When we talked to them about it, they were saying that the next lot, move it from the store cupboard back to the original store cupboard. But we were like, well, that adds no value. And they said, yeah, but it keeps you happy, doesn't it?
So there you go. That is my problem with governance, quite often just pointless.
I am not, as many people will know, Mr. Governance, but I do think there is a lot of value that you get from governance. I think that's the thing, is really not too much, too little. It is about a balance. I joined one organization that were in real trouble, and they had loads and loads of governance, but nothing was moving because the governance was stifling and everything.
Tied everything up.
Thinned out the governance, everything got moving, and, you know, sure enough, the results started to flow. And one of the senior guys said to me, I don't know how you did that. That's amazing. What I did was stop the governance where you just got a load of senior people asking questions that get everyone running around in circles. Also, I sat on the board at the FSCS, and when I did that, we had non-exec directors as part of the governance,
as
all organisations do. I got a tremendous amount of help from the non-exec directors and that help was being able to tap into their expertise, sometimes their challenge. So that made me definitely think differently about how I was doing things. An example where governance worked. When you're running transformation programs, making sure that the governance that you have really is focused on the delivery as opposed to governance for governance sake, making sure that you had the right involvement from the business areas that were receiving the change, helped make the transformation work effectively. So I think I've seen firsthand governance has actually added value and has really helped delivery. If you look wider, there are some events over the recent years that if they had the right sort of governance, may not have happened. A few examples to bring up there. We talked about it recently, the post office scandal, one of the greatest miscarriages of justice in the UK. There, the governance around the post office and how it was operating and how the government were overseeing it was ineffective.
Oh, well, there's an interesting thought there. A lot of criminal cases have to go via the Crown Prosecution Service.
Yep.
And that would have provided a level of governance there which was missing because the post office were able to bring private prosecutions.
And they would bring prosecutions were in their interest as opposed to public interest or the justice system,
good point.
That would have been one. Another great example, I think, is in COVID, where the government created the VIP lane for acquiring PPE. That's been the result of many, many scandals. And there you've got the situation where the country was in crisis.
Yeah.
Actually, unreasonable to look around and say, who knows people who could help in the situation? But then the governance of how you then decide and execute that, they threw out the public sector procurement rules and it was a free-for-all. And now we're left with millions and millions of pounds worth of PPE that wasn't good enough quality while people have lined their pockets.
Yeah. And I suppose there are a couple of examples of instances where all organisations had governance probably covering out their ears, but the governance just rolled over and had its tummy tickled. The two that occur to me are Lehman Brothers and the whole sort of subprime mortgages scandal. Well, I bet they were being governed left, right and centre and they still managed to cause global economic mayhem. And then the other ones, the Volkswagen and Knox scandal. I suppose, yeah, absolutely right. I can see your point. It is useful if it is done well. I think for me, it's a question of balance. So if you think about how long it's taken us to implement or not implement HS2 in the country.
Oh, my God, yes.
Versus what goes on in China.
Yeah.
So my understanding, which may not be totally watertight, but in the UK, there's been a whole load of delay and that has been caused by NIMBYism and planning and Lord knows what else.
Not around here, you're not doing it.
Yeah. Whereas in China, they rolled out railway lines left, right and centre at a fraction of the cost. However, in China, they have got railway lines coming out their ears and they're not using half of them. Yeah, and I'm not entirely sure what it's done for the natural environment.
Yeah, so there, you're right. There's two different forms of governance that have come out with two very different outcomes, neither of which is quite right, which I think goes back to the point around balance.
Yeah, so I suppose that takes us to two questions. What are the pitfalls and how do you get around it?
But before we get into that excitement, James, I think we should take a short break.
We cover a whole host of topics on this podcast,
from purpose to corporate jargon,
but always focused on one thing, getting the job done well.
Easier said than done. So if you've got unhappy customers or employees, bosses or regulators breathing down your neck,
if your backlogs are out of control and your costs are spiralling and that big IT transformation project that you've been promised just keeps failing to deliver,
we can help. If you need to improve your performance, your team's performance or your organisation's, get in touch at jimmy@ajobdonewell.com
or james@ajobdonewell.com. I hope you enjoyed our short foray into advertising.
Fortunately, we're better at improving performance than we are at advertising and marketing.
So go on, talk to me about pitfalls.
Often you see with governance, it can be very bureaucratic.
Yeah.
So it's not really focused on progress and outcomes, it's just the bureaucracy of things.
Filling in tables and ticking boxes.
Yeah, you know, doesn't necessarily focus on the right things. I mean, how many risk frameworks are there and how many do you need? If you could actually measure the value of a risk framework and what's it actually saved you versus the cost of doing it and the missed opportunity cost.
Yeah.
But it gives the illusion of control.
Yes.
It makes you think lots of governance makes people, particularly senior people, think everything's in control. One of the other things is duplication in governance.
Yeah.
So rather than saying we're going to present one story, one deck, and it's going to work for our stakeholders, you have one that you talk to the steering committee about, another that you talk to the teams about, another you talk to project team about.
Yeah.
And they often just duplicate work.
Yes.
I think also they pander to the needs of individuals.
Go on, in what
so
way?
If you've got an individual that is very risk averse, then they will want lots and lots of governance.
Yeah.
Or if you've got somebody like me who's a bit more of a risk taker,
yeah,
I want less and less governance. Neither might be the right answer.
Yeah.
Well, too streamlined, too little governance, you can completely lose control. Too much governance, you can stifle progress.
Nothing happens.
And yeah, make sure it's focused on the right things. The start of projects, terms of reference is created. And it's always sends a chill down your spine.
Makes me cringe.
But thinking about the scope of your governance at the outset and writing that down is quite important.
Yeah.
Sometimes governance is used as work generation. It just creates endless work for people who work in
governance
roles, funnily enough. It's in their interest to create more work.
It multiplies, doesn't it? People, on the whole, they don't want to break the rules because it's more than their job's worth.
Yeah.
And so therefore, they won't challenge the governance and you just get more and more and more built in. And there's that old phrase, processes make good slaves but poor masters. And I think the same is true. Governance makes good slaves, poor masters.
So there are some of the pitfalls with governance. What does good governance look like?
Well, I think it comes back to my friend on YouTube.
Oh, man. Nine.
To lead.
Okay.
But the point being, where do you want to lead your company to? It comes back to the thing we talk about all the time, which is purpose.
Episode one.
Yeah.
Well, and a constant theme through.
Yeah. And how do you fulfill it? So let me give you an example. And I'm not saying these are right or wrong, but what is the purpose of your organization?
Yeah.
Right? Is it to maximize shareholder value? And do you see that as a consequence of what you're doing or as an objective of what you're doing? Is a manager's duty to the shareholder or to the corporation? It's quite interesting when you think about it, because if you go back to, well, historically, you look at the Quakers and Wedgwood and Cadbury's, those sort of organisations, and more recently, companies like Lever Brothers and Heinz, but they really had huge social responsibility. And so I do think that more important than governance, actually, you've been very clear about the purpose of your organisation and the values that you want it to show, and then the governance will flow from that.
So I think you're right, James. That should act as an anchor for you. What is the governance there for? And then some of the attributes that we've seen in terms of good governance, apart from the fact, it clearly supports the purpose and the outcome. And you keep coming back every time. Is it proportion?
Yeah.
Is it not overly controlling or under controlling? It isn't just, what does the regulators want? What does the board want? What do the individual on the front line? Make sure it's in balance. And really think, how does accelerate progress or the quality of delivery? Does it mean that the governance enables you to have access to experts, challenge from experts, like I was talking about in my roles, FSCS? Does it give you access to the funding, the budgets that you need in order to drive progress? Does it give the right level of oversight and control?
And I think for me, that's the really big point, right? I'll just repeat what you said, but how can it help accelerate progress or quality of delivery? Because it is all about where you're trying to lead your organization to.
In setting up the governance practically, I'd always avoid templates. Start with nothing and build up from what you actually need. Same with structures. What's actually needed rather than really heavy structures that just take everyone's time out than what's actually really needed.
Well, I'm always a bit worried when, so I am the process guy, but when somebody turns around to me and says, we need more process, maybe you need the right process.
Exactly. And I think that's the mistake people make with governance. The governance isn't working. So what we'll do is put more governance. Do what you've always done. You'll get what you've always got.
Yeah.
Also, make sure the right people are involved, the right experts. So when delivering a project, rather than just having a project manager deliver a project, it was always good to have a business lead alongside them. Considering what your external stakeholders, your regulators and auditors would need is also important. I think in certain circumstances, you have to remember that what you write down may be given in evidence in the future.
And has that ever happened to you?
It has happened to me, actually. One organisation I was at, we were taken to a judicial review of a decision that we made.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we had to do was go back and gather all of the emails and all the communication to do with this. And there were a number of emails that a number of us had written that actually
weren't that helpful.
A few years later, you didn't really want them to be seen, just get this done, do it this way. They were things that actually, they did become evidence and they weren't really how you'd want to position things. So just a lesson to be learned there. And always ask, how does this governance help deliver on the overall purpose?
Yeah, and does it align with the values? So there you go. In summary, where does that take us? All right, I can see governance is critical, but only if you want to lead people somewhere.
Importantly, where do you want to lead them to? What's the purpose and values you're trying to support with governance?
And governance for governance's sake is futile, can be bureaucratic, or just disingenuous.
It's hugely important. So some questions to ask yourself. What is your purpose? Are you governing in the right direction? Is your governance sufficient? Is it stopping the wrong things from happening? Is it helping the right things to happen?
Yeah. And as penance for me being quite so sceptical, we've put together a little cheat sheet for you. So if you go back and have a look at the website, you'll be able to see hints and tits of governance.
So don't think, James, that you are ever going to be Mr. Governance, but at least you've learned the importance of doing it right and become a little bit more tolerant about it.
Yeah, and how to lay it on with a trowel.
Thanks, everyone. Hopefully you've enjoyed this week's episode. If you've got any questions or comments on governance or anything else, please feel free to get in touch at jimmy@ajobdonewell.com.
Yeah, and if your question is about governance, you need to send it to jimmy@ajobdonewell.com. Thank you very much. Have a good week.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers now.
If you'd like to find out more about how James and I can help your business, then have a look at our website, jobdonewell.com.